At 17, I had a plan. I was off to medical school to become a doctor. After I'd qualified and worked for a couple of years, I'd do the big OE. And around about 29, 30, I'd meet the man of my dreams, settle down and raise a family. Now, there were two ways to apply for medical school at that time. You could do your medical intermediate at your local university, or you could complete an undergraduate degree and then apply to either Auckland or Otago. I was off to do my medical intermediate at Victoria University in Wellington. Very early on in that year, I met, and by August, when preliminary applications to medical school were due in, I had a dilemma. Was I going to let my heart rule my head and stay in Wellington, or was I going to move to Auckland or Dunedin? I let my heart rule my head. I was loving the developmental zoology. I was studying the genetics, the embryology, and I was also really interested in the link between the mind and the body. And I was quite intrigued by human behaviour and the choices that people make. So I completed my science degree in zoology and psychology. At the end of 3 years, I was a married woman. Rob still had 12 months of his honours degree in architecture to finish, with a Bachelor of Science in Quantum Physics on the side. We needed an income to live off, so it was agreed that I'd go into education, on the understanding that when the time was right, I would be off to medical school. 15 years later, Rob is established, our three children are at school. The time is right, I'm back on plan. So I contacted Auckland and Otago medical schools to make inquiries about enrolling as a mature student. No problem, plenty of people enrol in their 30s and even beyond, they told me. However, my academic record, though good, was getting a little old. So they recommended that I find a subject and study it for a year before I applied. Okay, I'd like to study a subject that was going to be related to medicine, but what? Now, while I was doing all this investigation, I was still teaching. I was teaching science and maths and physics at a local high school, and it just so happened that I went to an education conference. I got chatting to people at this conference, and I met a chap called Michael McCabe. Father Michael McCabe, as it turns out, he was a Catholic priest who just returned to Wellington after completing a Master's in Bioethics degree in Baltimore. "What's bioethics?" I asked Michael. He explained to me that it was the intersection between developments in science and technology and human value systems. Science, psychology, I was interested. I began reading around the subject, and my interest and my enthusiasm and my passion spilled over into my conversations with family and friends and colleagues. So I was sitting in the staff room one day, and the head of the social science department, Anne Olson, came and sat beside me. She wanted to pass on some information she thought I'd be interested in. And this was about a seminar that was going to be facilitated in Auckland. The person leading the seminar was an academic from the University of London, a chap called Dr. Peter Vardy, and he was going to be looking at the intersection of science and religion. "I think you should go to that," she said. So I did. Over lunch, Peter engaged me in conversation, you know, who I was, why I was there. So I gave him a potted version of, I was off to medical school, but I was going to study the burgeoning area of bioethics, so that I had an up-to-date academic record. We talked for quite some time. As our conversation drew to a close, Peter looked at me and he said, "There are a lot of doctors in New Zealand, as there are in the UK, but there are not a lot of people engaging the public in the exploration of the applications of science and technology." He planted a seed. And I thought about this in the taxi all the way from the venue to Auckland Airport, all the way from the flight from Auckland back to Wellington. And when Rob picked me up late that evening, I looked at him and I said, I've changed my mind. I completed my Masters of Bioethics at Monash University and then a doctorate in bioethics education. I am a doctor, but not one that treats disease. I provoke ethical exploration of the applications of advances in science and technology. And looking back over my journey, it's the people I met that brought me to the crossroads in my life. At 17, as I matured, I realised I had a purpose. And what I've learnt is not to let your plans get in the way of your purpose.